Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome again to my show, Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean, and today we're sharing practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. I want to thank you for listening into the show today. And today's show is all about writing your book and passing on legacy. So for our listeners out there, if you have notes written down or thoughts going through your mind about how you can write a book, and you might be putting things off until the right time, well, you're listening to the right show today. Because today I will be sharing practical tips on how you can go from thought to formation. I'll also be sharing with you tips on dividing your time and helping you set specific goals that you can work on and complete. We'll also talk about how to identify your target audience and the different ways of marketing your book. And also we'll end with opportunities that you can take advantage of after writing your book. So you can either sit back and relax and listen, or you can get a pen and paper and take notes as we discuss write your book and pass on legacy. Now, for anyone who'd like to call into the show with a question, you can call in on 646-668-8471. You can email info@businesswithexcellence.com. You can put a comment on Facebook, facebook.com/businesswithexcellence on our Facebook page, or you can tweet me at SharonBWE. So let's get stuck in to writing your book and passing on legacy. Now, I want to start with the benefits of writing a book. Most of you have some type of material that you want to share with a community. It could be a personal testimony. It could be your life story. You might want to address a topic of interest or address the life of someone else. Or you might want to bring life to a fictional story. Whatever the material that you have in your mind, it's so important to get it out. Now, the resources that you need, you can either use a pen and paper, you can use a desktop computer, a laptop, a writing pad, or tablet. So if you want to get your thoughts out, depending on the type of person you are, if you're a visual person, that could start with brainstorming. So you might just want to brainstorm and get all your thoughts out on paper. You could use a spidergram, or you could just start writing things in bullet points. The purpose at the beginning is to get your thoughts to some type of formation. So don't worry about how much you write or how it looks, but just get your thoughts out to formation. And once you've done that, you can then decide what structure you want your book to take. Now, if I give you an example of my book, I wrote my book a year ago, and it was called Business Pearls. Now, I wanted to write something to help business owners start and grow their businesses, but I wanted to do it in a simple way so that they could have a book that they could pick up or put down at any time. So I decided to get all my thoughts out on paper in the form of quotes, And then after that, I decided to write a paragraph on each quote and share with my target audience what I wanted them to read. So my target audience is people who are starting a business or growing a business. That's my main target audience. But people who just want to be inspired, they will also read my book as well. So I have other sub-audiences. So when you're writing your book, the first thing that you need to do is tell your story. And that can be any story that you want to tell. Is there something that you are passionate about that you want others to read? And that's why we say you are actually passing on legacy. Because once you have something written down and documented, it is there for people to read. So in terms of your book, you might want to look at personal benefits. Personal benefits. Will the book be of interest to others? And that's really, really important, because sometimes when you write, you need to write with your audience in mind. So you might think to yourself, who is my audience? And the way to find out who your audience is to go out and do some research. So before you write your book, talk to a particular group of people who you would like to read your book. So if it's a biography, for example, where you're writing about the life of someone else, you might want to go out and get some information. You might want to talk to people who admire that person, and you might want to get the facts together. If you're writing a fictional book, you might want to outline your story, first of all. You might want to put your characters in there. You might want to have a plot or a subplot. And you might want to look at if the story or the topic is a topical subject at the moment that people are interested in. Now, the greatest tip that I will give you when you're writing a book is to think about your audience. Now, I know some people write books and they say it's for everybody, but the quicker you can define your audience, the easier it will be able to look for them. So you can define your audience by age. You can look at a particular community group, particular family group, or friends. I'm working with quite a few people who are writing books at the moment, and some of their audiences are just their family and friends. So they just want to keep it quite personal in terms of testimonials. Another group that I'm working with, their audience is people from a particular country because they want to highlight things that have gone on in that country. So whoever your audience is, it's really important that you define that audience. Now, how can you start? The easiest way to start writing your book is just to start writing. Now, this is a tip I'm going to give you in terms of dividing your time. When I started my book, I spent an hour a day writing. What you need to do is set yourself a timer, and depending on when you're most fresh and productive, that's the time you need to write. So if you're at your best first thing in the morning, get rid of all your distractions and just let your creativity flow. If you're at your best in the afternoon, set a timer, have a quiet space and start writing. If you're at your best in the evening or late at night, set that timer and start writing. So the key tip here in your writing is just to write as your thoughts come and just brainstorm. And don't be afraid to let your ideas flow. You can use a spidergram for planning your book, and you can also write a short paragraph at the beginning of what your book may be about. Now, once you've done that, the next step is to look at your structure. Now, the structure will be, how are you going to write? Are you going to write in the I, or are you going to write in the third person? And you have to maintain some type of consistency throughout. So decide on the style of writing that you want to write. You also might want to decide on your headings in your book. So the chapter headings. So in my book, I have 7 chapters, and because I've called my book Business Pearls, each chapter starts with the word pearl. So I've given my readers pearls for starting, which is a chapter. I've given them pearls for growing. I've given them pearls for engaging with customers, pearls for remaining positive, pearls for innovation, pearls for authenticity. And then at the end, I've given them some reflection exercises. So you have to decide on what the chapter headings are. You also will decide on what size your book will be. And this will also help you determine maybe the price of your book as well. So a novel, for example, that might have 80,000 words compared to an instructional or a quote book that might only have, say, 100 pages, that is the difference in terms of writing. So you need to decide on your chapter headings and the size of the book. And then as you're writing, you want to have an engaging title that people can associate with. So in terms of book writing, don't rush it, take your time. So to go over the structure again, you want to have the beginning, which you call the preface. You might want to get someone who is in that particular industry or someone who you admire to write that for you. You then want to have an introduction about your book. So you want to tell people what the book is about. Then you have the main body of the book. What is the message of the book? What are you trying to inspire people with? And then you end with the conclusion. What is the end goal of the book? And what would you like the readers to do next? And is there any references or any further reading? Now, when you're writing the book, particularly at the beginning, you must create anticipation. You can pose questions. You can even propose identifiable outcomes. So you can say to your readers, as a result of reading the book, what will be the benefits for them? And make sure when you're writing your book, you think of your audience so that you're relevant to your audience. Many people who read my book, because I like to have things in a simple format, as soon as they open it, they'll see the quotes clear and concise, and they will see the memoirs on the other side written in a practical and easy-to-read format, and then the action point that the reader has to do at the end of each quote is very simple. So I've put it in a simple format because I know my readers want to act upon what they're doing and pick it up as and when they please. So it's important that you don't rush your book, that you take your time and you go through it step by step. Now, when you're looking at book writing as well, you need to decide whether you would like to publish it yourself, which we call self-publishing, or if you'd like to get a publisher. There are advantages and disadvantages of both, but I would strongly suggest if you're looking to market your book to a wide audience and you want to do it on a regular basis, self-publishing is a good learning experience. It also provides you with a higher profit, which means you can use different platforms to publish your actual book. Now, the body of the book that you're writing, you should have four areas. You should explain it, you should justify it, you should analyze it, and you should define it. That's what happens when you're actually writing your book. Now, in terms of identifying your target audience, the way to do that is actually as you write the book or before, but not afterwards, because you have got the story to tell, you've got a passion, and you can find out the types of people that might be wanting to read your book. And you could do this through questionnaires, focus groups, interviews, just getting a feel or just doing some research around the topic. Now, things that will help you to add credibility to your book will be things like your own personal experience. So in your book, if you're writing a story and you share some of your experience, that will help the reader to engage with you as they are reading your book. You can also use borrowed experience. So you might have borrowed some experience from someone in that field and quote them in the book. You can use statistics. So up-to-date statistics that you put in your book, endorsements, so someone in your field or in your specialist area, they can endorse what you've written. So I've got quite a few endorsements from people that I've worked with in business, and that adds credibility to your book. And then also, you've got the review side of the book. Okay? Now, in terms of concept and design, Mark Coker, who's the publisher of e-books and hard books, he says our brains are wired to process images faster than words. So sometimes you might want to think of the template and the layout that you're going to have in your book. And depending on your target audience, you're going to make sure that you have certain images in your book or make sure you have a striking front page so that your readers will be enticed to see what's in your book. So in terms of going down the route of publishing, you've got self-publishing and publishing. With self-publishing, you would organise the printing, the marketing, the sales, the proofreading, making sure it's grammatically correct, and you would organise purchasing something called your ISBN. Now, this is the number that you're defined by that people can search for your book, and you would then create your own personal template. Now, there's lots of templates that you can use on free websites to write your book, and if you would like those templates, please feel free to send me an email on info@businesswithexcellence.com and I can send those through to you. So that's from the self-publishing route. You can also use a publishing route where you have organized printing per batch. You get a publisher to market it, which is done through a third party. You have indirect sales, so they're doing all the selling for you. They'll professionally proofread it for you. They'll give you a set template and they'll give you an ISBN number. So you can pay for that package, for example, if you're time strapped. And you can also print on demand and you can also have an ebook. Ebooks are quite popular for people who like to read as they go. So on Kindle, you can have your ebook there. So that book length or publication in digital form, that would consist of text, images or both, and it can be downloaded to the computer or other electronic devices, and you can either have your sales online directly or indirectly. Now the advantage of an ebook is that you've got the visual aids, you've got flexible reading, it's practical and it's audible as well, and you haven't got the printing cost. But some people like to have a physical book in their hands to actually read. So you have to research and see what the demand is, whether it's ebook or whether it's physical copy, and supply that to your target audience. So there are so many ways, once you've got your book out, to market it. Now the first thing that I would encourage you in terms of your marketing is make sure that you promote it to your audience. And your marketing is not just about launching the book, but marketing is doing it on an ongoing basis. So you might want to write a blog, you might want to have a launch party, you might want to be a guest at someone's event, you might want to do videos online. So you can have online and offline marketing to promote your book. But the biggest tip that I would give you is that your marketing needs to be on a consistent basis. And if you can give an hour to 2 hours a week, once your book is published, just to introduce it into different circles with different groups, then your book can be marketed on a consistent basis. And marketing really is about letting others know what you're doing. So I hope that's been helpful for you so far. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'll be taking some questions for people who are writing their book. And for anyone who's written a book, I'd also like to hear from you about maybe what tips you would give to someone who is thinking of writing their book. So we will be back in a short while as we take our short break. And I want to encourage you that if you've got thoughts and dreams and sighs in your mind, move them into from thought to formation by getting your information down on paper.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearls, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome back to Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean and we're sharing practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. Today we are talking about writing your book and passing on legacy. So for those of you who are thinking of writing a book, I've shared some tips with you about how you can go from thought to formation. Also how you can divide your time and set specific goals to work on and complete. We've also talked about your target audience and different ways of marketing your book. So now we're going to ask some questions. We've got some questions that have been put forward. So I'm going to answer those questions. And please leave your comments on my Facebook page, facebook.com/businesswithexcellence. You can tweet me at Sharon BWE, and you can also send me an email, info@businesswithexcellence.com. Right, the first question we've got here, what three tips would you give to someone writing their first book? Okay, right, the three tips that I would give you, the first one is have a theme. So decide on would you like to read your book and the groups of people. So you can have your main audience, so as I said to you, my main audience are business owners or those wanting to start or grow a business, but then also I have a sub-audience of people who are looking for inspiration. So I'll market it to those two groups of people. So that's the second tip that I would give you. And then the third tip that I would give you is allocate yourself time each day to write your book until it's completed. Now you might be the type of person who might not have the time each day, so you could take yourself off for maybe a day or a weekend to a quiet space where you could just focus on writing, and you would set that up specifically over a period of time until you finish writing your book. Right, our next question we've got here is how long does it take to write a book? Well, that depends on how big your book is and how quickly you write. On average, my book took a year to write, but that's because I wanted to do it over a period of time and I wanted to write it, get my thoughts together, go back over it and make sure I'm happy with what I've journeyed on. But you could write a book within a week, you could write it within months. Depends on the information, whether you've got to research it or whether all that information is in your head from life experience. So it really does depend on what you're writing. But the most important thing is to start it and make sure you have a timeline in place to finish it. Right, we've got another question here. I have started writing and lost inspiration. What should I do? That is so common. most people I've spoken to, they have written their book, they feel really inspired at the beginning, and then halfway through they're just fed up with it. I've been through that myself. The support and the encouragement that I'd give you is go off and do something completely different, and when the inspiration comes again, it might be that you have a small notebook by you, the thoughts and suggestions that come in your mind, you quickly jot them down, and then you give yourself the time and space to expand on that. So don't sit there if you haven't got anything coming into your mind. Go off and do something completely different, something you enjoy, something you like, and then the inspiration will flow again. Sometimes our brains can just freeze from so much writing. Right, we've got another question here. What are the mistakes you have made writing your own book, and how have you overcome them? Well, one of the mistakes that I've made was not proofreading my book enough at the beginning. You can write so much and be involved in your book, and it's important to have someone outside that can read through, look for the grammatical errors, make sure it makes sense. And I would really, really recommend that you get a good proofreader to read through your book, and also get someone who knows nothing about your book to read it, to see if it makes sense to them so that they would understand it. So I overcome that by making sure that I had someone on board to support me through the reading and also through the layout. The other thing that I would recommend is making sure that you have a really good front cover and a really good introduction, so that will entice people to buy your book. Next question we've got, if you've got lots of ideas of different books to write, how do you develop your ideas? Excellent question. The biggest tip I'd give you there is brainstorming. Just brainstorm and get as much ideas out as possible on paper, in note form, in visual form, and as you work through it, you will find that you will come to some type of structure. So those are some of the tips that I would give you. The last question we've got here is, what is the best way to advertise and market your book? Well, there are so many ways, but the best way I would advise you to market and advertise your book, start off with the most easiest one, and that's word of mouth. So before you've actually published it, let people know what you're doing, and then set up a process of marketing. So before, during, and after. Examples, you could blog if you like to write. You could do a positive attitude list, you could do a book pitch, you could have articles, you could have videos, you could have a media kit. But the most important thing is to keep your promotion going all the time. So I hope that's helped in terms of writing your book and passing on legacy. And I want to encourage you to keep that going. Now, if you enjoyed the show, and you've got questions, please comment after the show. And if any of you would want a book mentoring session, please email me info@businesswithexcellence.com. And if you want to start a business and you're ready to get going, please go onto Amazon and you can purchase my book, Business Pearls. Just to let you know, I'm also available for speaking engagements. That's in the UK and also international. So please feel free to contact me. So thank you for listening to the show today, Passion for Business. Please tell others about the show, and we'll be back again next week discussing another topic. So thank you for listening, and thank you for your questions and inputting into the show.
Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired and will tune in again for
Passion for Business.